Good evening, Chennai. I hope you guys had a great day today. This is Roshni on the Night Show on Chennai Live 104.8 FM. Yesterday we talked all about books and what everyone was reading in Chennai, but today I have something very special lined up for you. Today we're talking about movies. So what movies does Chennai really watch? And to join me in this show, I have a very special guest. Let me tell you a little about him, alright? He has an MS in Communication from the Manipal Institute of Communications. He's the special correspondent for The Hindu. He's an honest film critic, one of the top bloggers of Chennai with a cult following, and my dear, dear, dear friend. Please welcome Sudhish Kamath. Hi, Sudhish.
Hi, Roshni Rasati.
How are you doing, Sudhish?
I'm good.
Good. So we're going to talk all about movies today, and you're going to give us your expert opinions. Alright, are you all set to enlighten Chennai?
Yeah, I hope so.
Alright, great. Before we start our conversation, let's listen to some great music and come back in a minute. Alright, Chennai, I hope you're enjoying the music, but if you're not, then write in to me and tell me what you'd like to listen to. Call me on 4242-1048. But before that, just hold on, because we have some great conversation with none other than Sudhish Kamath. Sudhish, tell me, as a film critic, you get to watch movies before everyone else, and it seems like a great job to have. I mean, really, I would love to have your job. But is it difficult, or tell us what it's like, the life of a critic?
Well, let me think. I get to watch films before everybody else gets to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I get to watch free shows, which means I don't have to pay for my ticket.
Mm-hmm.
And that is supposed to be my work, and I get paid to write the reviews. Very difficult.
Wow, I'm sure a lot of people are envying you right now. But Sudhish, also tell me, when you go in to watch a movie as a critic, do you have any set parameters in your head? Like, do you say, this is the scale or this is the yardstick by which I'll judge it?
No, not when I'm watching the film. When I'm watching the film, I just watch it like any of us would. You know, we go there to have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the point of trying to judge and analyze it or see where it's going?
Right.
So I don't think about it until, I don't analyze it until I actually have to type in the review.
Okay.
That is when you clearly know that what are the thoughts that stick with you, what are the things which are forgettable about the film.
Mm-hmm.
So you think for like 2 hours, 3 hours, and then put your thoughts together in paper. And the thing about a review is, it's after, at the end of the day, it's one person's opinion, you know.
Right.
So I don't think people should take reviews way too seriously.
Okay.
At best, it's like a friend telling you whether you have to watch a film or not, and that friend might be wrong.
Okay, but that's also been one of your USPs, that all of your critiques are usually just talking right to the person. It's very personal and very informative, as opposed to, you know, too high on technical jargon. Even though you get into that, most people love that your writing is so casual and talks directly to the person.
I guess it has to do with the kind of film that I'm reviewing.
Mm-hmm.
If it is a film that's meant for the audience, if it's a Rajinikanth film,
mm-hmm.
There's no point you can, like, you know, dissect it and put it under a microscope and say this is the politics of this and all that. There are other people left to do that, but I don't think that's the place for a movie review column. The movie review column is to celebrate the magic of cinema and to say what works for the audience and what does not work for the audience.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm going to review a serious film, let's say a niche, a multiplex film like Aamir,
mm-hmm.
then I think it is the duty of a film critic to educate the audience on why they should watch it.
Right.
You know, because at the surface level, it might not seem like an interesting film because it's about some guy who's on the run with a mobile phone in his hand.
Mm-hmm.
So I think some films like that need a push from the critic,
right,
to say, go watch it, it's a good movie. So I think that's where the analysis comes into play. Reviewing is informed opinion, so the more informed you are about cinema, the better
Absolutely. The
quality of your review.
Right. Great, thanks so much for that, Sudhish. We're going to listen to some music now, and when we come back, there's more questions with Sudhish. Stay tuned to The Night Show with me, Roshni, on Chennai Live 104.8 FM. Welcome back, Chennai. You're with Roshni on The Night Show on Chennai Live 104.8 FM. We're in conversation with the one and only Sudhish Kamath, and we're talking to him about films and films in Chennai. While on the subject, you may or may not know this, Sudhish Kamath, apart from being a film critic, is also a filmmaker. Sudhish directed a movie called That Four-Letter Word, which released in February 2007, and starred some very interesting Chennai faces in the movie. So Sudhish, tell us a little bit more about That Four-Letter Word.
Yeah, it was a small personal film that we made, that I wrote along with my school friend Murugan Subramaniam.
Mm-hmm.
When we were both maybe 21 or 22 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a small personal film about our friends and people we knew. And we didn't quite expect people to go and watch it, you know, because we made it as a small film. But it's just that with more and more people getting involved in it, VJs and celebrities, it just kept getting bigger. And it's not like we had a conventional producer.
Right.
It was still produced with available resources.
Mm-hmm.
So it turned out to be this weird hybrid between home video and independent cinema.
Okay.
And yeah, it was just that. It was an experiment. And but we did pretty well for ourselves because we released in Madras, in Chennai during February last year,
mm-hmm.
and in Bombay in September.
Okay.
And we also did the three international film festivals. We did a Chennai International Film Festival 2006. We
mm-hmm.
did the Screenplay of a Film Festival in Singapore.
Okay.
And we did the South Asian Film Festival Bangladesh.
Okay.
So we did a fair bit of film festivals as well.
Right.
It was just a film about young people and what they had to do with the rest of their lives.
Okay.
So I guess there was a common point where people could relate to it.
Absolutely. Right. Great, Sudhish. So I have a question for you, which is that, you know how they say, like, most business schools instill this fear of caution, rather, in an entrepreneur's mind. Does that apply to a film critic as well? As in, you know, does being a film critic curb your imagination as a filmmaker?
No, not really. I think it's at the end of the day, it's about storytelling.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to understand the finer nuances of storytelling to be a filmmaker.
Okay.
And for a film critic also, you need to be able to do the same.
Right.
So I guess the requirements for being a film critic or the filmmaker is pretty much the same, because every filmmaker is a critic and every critic is a filmmaker at some level.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I would even extend it to the audience, and the person watching the film at some level is a critic, and at some level he's a filmmaker, because he's visualizing the film in a completely different way when you're telling him the story. He
Absolutely.
Says, it should have been like this, it would have been fun, you know. So there is a filmmaker in every person in the audience. So I don't think the jobs are too different from each other, whether it's that of an audience or of a critic or of a filmmaker. So I guess you just need to go tell your story without worrying about the technicalities. You just need to know, like, you have to tell a story and how to tell a story in a way that more people will enjoy it. But that also depends on the kind of story that you're telling.
Right.
If you think it's a story specifically targeted to a specific target group, then you tell it in a way in which they would enjoy it the most.
Okay.
Or if you have to tell a mass-based story, then you have to tell it in a way with the things that they expect from the film. If it's a Rajnikanth film, you need those, you know, those punchlines, the styles, the songs and the dance.
Right.
But if you're telling a very niche story, then you go ahead, use English or whatever popular language, whatever language is used by your target audience, and you employ that and you reach out to them.
So you're saying that as a filmmaker, you're more aware of what the story requires and what the audience is expecting rather than what the critic is looking at. But have you ever, like, when you were directing your film, any scene or any shot, does a scene come to your mind where you said, okay, man, this one the critics are going to rip me apart for?
Well, that didn't happen during the first film, because I think when you're a first-time filmmaker, you have other things to worry about than what the critics are going to say.
Right.
It's only when the first nasty review hits the web that you realize, oh, there is this breed of guys who are just waiting to rip apart the film. They that's their job. They pay to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And you are one of them. You should have known better, you know. So I guess till you actually feel it, you don't realize it. So I guess the second time you make a film is when you take into account on what the informed people who are out there to judge the film expect from the film.
Right.
So you just tend to, you know, note that, but you don't let that bother your storytelling process, because at the end of the day, it's just going to be one person's opinion.
Okay.
But if you tell a story good enough, I think it's not too difficult to win over critics.
Right. But as a film critic yourself, you're obviously well connected with other critics in and around Chennai and also outside. Did you have an experience where someone well known to you personally wrote a bad review of your film?
No, not really. No, I guess the people who
so
knew
everyone
me
was really
knew what I was trying to do.
Okay.
See, I think a lot of people, a lot of critics, they fail to understand that a film needs to be analyzed or criticized from the point of view of what the filmmaker wanted to do,
right.
What he's ended up saying, and what the audience expects from it. So it needs to be analyzed from the perspective of the sender of the communication, the receiver, and the message itself.
Right.
Okay. Now, the people whom I knew, the critics, they mm-hmm. already knew what I was trying to do. So okay. when they saw what was coming, they knew whether... And they were able to analyze it in the context of the scope okay. of what I was trying to do.
Right.
So I think, but that's not how it should be. You know, a critic should be able to judge a film without knowing me personally or okay. without knowing what I've tried to do.
Right.
So if the film does not speak by itself, it would have failed. So I have to answer your question. People I knew, critics I knew, already knew what I was trying to do. So maybe they might not have been the most objective people.
All right. Fair enough. All right, Chennai, you heard it. Lots of information about Sudesh's film, That Four-Letter Word. You should go check it out sometime. In the meanwhile, I'm going to be talking to Sudesh about his favorite films of all time, films that he recommends to all of us. So stay tuned to The Night Show with me, Roshni, on Chennai Live 104.8 FM. Welcome back, Chennai. Sudesh is still with us and we're still talking films with him on The Night Show with Roshni on Chennai Live 104.8 FM. So, Sudesh, tell me, you're also extremely famous for your blogging. Like I said before, you almost have a cult following. How did this...
Before that, we forgot to mention about the special appearances in my film, That Four-Letter Word. We had Madhavan and we also had Roshni Menon.
Yes, that was one tiny scene, Sudesh. Thanks for bringing that up. Moving on, we were talking about your blogs, and like I said, you have a cult following in Chennai and otherwise also. Tell me, considering you write for a paper, and that's such a vast medium, how come you decided to start blogging as well?
I had a lot of witty time on my hands. I had plenty of free time, to be honest. That's the answer.
Okay.
Because when I started blogging, it wasn't a big phenomenon at all. Mm-hmm. You know, it was just that, hey, somebody's giving you free space to write whatever you want.
Right. When did you start blogging?
About 4 or 5 years ago, I guess.
Okay.
Losing track of time. So at that point of time, it was more about, you know, what you thought about things that were happening around you and
right.
stuff like that. It was almost like a personal diary where you would write about, you would pour mm-hmm. your heart out and do silly things which you do with a diary.
Okay.
Unaware that someday the world is going to read them. And like, you emotional fool.
When you become a big famous film director.
Okay. I don't know about that, but... But basically, I think though it exposes a side of you which you may or may not want other people to know, I mm-hmm. think in the long run, it's a record for yourself that
right.
you look back at yourself and you can laugh. Oh, I was an emotional fool at that point of time. Okay. You know, okay, it was fun because I don't think maintaining a diary kind of works these days, you know, actually taking a pen out and writing
mm-hmm.
and keeping it in a place. And
right.
So I think this is much easier. So that's how I started blogging and... eventually, as the readership grew, I realized that I had to be more sensitive towards, you know, the kind of stuff which I write. I couldn't write things about people I knew or
mm-hmm.
relationships and
right,
stuff like that.
Right.
So I had to start filtering it.
Okay.
So right now, my blog has nothing personal. It has only reviews. It has only reviews. So
okay.
There might be an occasional personal rant, but otherwise, it's just general.
So how different are the reviews that you write for The Hindu and the reviews that you write on your blog? Is there a difference?
Not... always, but sometimes in terms of language, yes. You know, for example, a film like Race couldn't have been reviewed in The Hindu because it was a formula film. It
right.
was a film where I could have a lot of fun, you know, ripping apart, but
okay.
not necessarily analyzing.
Okay.
So I decided I'm not going to do the review for the paper, and I just decided I'm going to have a good time in my blog.
Okay.
So there's some films which I decide that I just do it in my blog and. Some films which I don't even post on my blog, the boring ones,
okay.
the 1 minute reviews which I have to do for my bread and butter, I just leave them out.
Right. So is there a favorite review on your blog that you've written?
I'd be the worst person to, you know, because I don't think highly of my work, so I don't have any favorites. So
no, really? You don't think highly of your work?
Seriously, I had this I had to take a class in MOP Vaishnav College
mm-hmm.
recently, and it was a class on feature writing, and I thought, okay, let me go with something which I've written so that I can tell them how it applies with the textbook. Then I kept looking and looking. There was absolutely not one article I could actually show them and say, this is how you write, because they all suck. You know, because the way you're supposed to do your work
uh-huh.
according to the textbooks and the way we actually do our work, there's a world of difference.
Okay.
And I guess it's probably because of time constraints or whatever, but I don't think I've reached a place where I can actually take out one of my stories and say, this is how you do it.
Well, to give the devil its due, I mean, your blogs do get some very, very passionate responses. In fact, you know, I'm sure you've had bloggers...
Passionate in terms of negative, yeah. But I think blogging is just an extension of a person's personality. Mm-hmm. So I think there has to be tolerance to other people's views, you know.
Okay.
So in the beginning, I had this, you know, split personality. I had this huge superhero hangover where I said, okay, there's going to be Pseudoman, who's the alter ego, who's going to kick evil butt. And whoever has a problem with me, I'm going to, like, abuse them.
Okay.
It's like violence, you know, discharge of violence, whatever negative
right.
feelings you have, you just discharge it through your blog.
Right.
So anybody says something nasty, you give it back to them.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess it's a process of evolution that with time you just realize that, okay, now more people read you, you can't behave like a 13-year-old anymore. You have to, like, appear a little grown up. So that's when I started, you know, enabling moderation and just taking care of, because most of the time the negative comments are from specific trolls, you know.
Okay.
From specific IP addresses.
Fair
so
enough.
You just filter them out, and then you have a, because there's no point just carrying, it's pointless.
Okay.
People always are going to have two different opinions about anything, whether it's a Rajinikanth film or a Kamal Haasan film or a Ajit film or anything. So it's
right.
not possible to please everybody.
Okay, so Sudhish, tell us your blog's URL so that our listeners can go check out your blog.
Oh, that's pretty simple. SudhishKamath.com.
Okay, great. That's SudhishKamath.com. SudhishKamath.com. Go check out Sudhish's reviews on his blog and call in and let us know what you think. If you have an opinion or you'd like to ask Sudhish a question even, just give us a call on 4242-1048. Stay tuned, Chennai. There's lots more coming up on The Night Show with Roshni on Chennai Live 104.8 FM.